We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey guys, this is Mason Ginsberg, co-host of the In the Know podcast. For the NBA playoffs, Blue Wire is doing a special roundtable podcast called Blue Wire Buckets. Here's a segment from the most recent Blue Wire Buckets podcast.
This had the potential to be a much better matchup, not only if OKC was healthier on their end, but if Portland had Nurkic as well. I really feel like this could have been a really entertaining series, and then whoever would come out of this series, you'd have a more compelling round next round. Because I just feel this entire half of the bracket in the Western Conference just kind of feels a little bit irrelevant because these teams are just so flawed compared to Golden State and Houston that are going to be pairing off in the second round.
Yeah, and I mean, especially obviously as a New Orleans guy, I was looking at Portland with a pretty keen eye because, you know, it's kind of a similar situation as last year. They're a three seed. They're going to a matchup where I mean last year they were pretty heavily favored. I think most people picked Portland, but I mean there were some questions about how they would match up against New Orleans, and I think that kind of carried over to this year as well. I mean, you saw what kind of Jrue Holiday did in the playoffs last year against Dame and CJ. And you look at Paul George as a guy who can kind of replicate a lot of that stuff on defense. And obviously you have Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams. So I really did think this was going to be more of a hard fought series. But as you said, there are a lot of other factors that made this more of a one-sided series, and I think a lot of us expected.
Right. I think the only real takeaway from this series is outside of Steph and Harden, I think Dame is kind of establishing himself as that third guard, at least in the Western Conference. I don't necessarily want to get into the larger league debate, but he's really, really establishing himself and having a great playoffs. Even tonight where he was struggling a little bit offensively, his shot wasn't really going down. He stays with it. He provides leadership on the floor and has kind of busted out of that slump. So I just think, especially as Russ's athleticism continues to kind of fade away and as his game ages, I just don't think that that's a game that's going to age well. And whereas Dame is someone that just has such a great understanding of what he's doing on the court, what he has to do to get himself and others going. And even though he's had good playoff appearances before, I really feel like this is a true coming out party for him.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. And I you speak about Westbrook's athleticism, and it's such a central part of his game. And it's one where you say, like, I mean, if that's the main way you kind of gain an edge when you're going through your prime years, you're going to be a dominant. You're one of the best in the league, but then suddenly there's going to be a drop off. The question is kind of when. I mean, you know as well as anyone about LeBron and how kind of. I mean, there's many other facets of his game, obviously, but he's been able to sustain that peak athleticism for so long. And with Russ, I mean, he's not as big of a player, and when the drop off comes, it's going to come hard. Whereas a guy like Dame, he's whether you want to talk about the X factors or the fact that he can just, he's one of the best shooters in the league. He's got other components to his game where he's going to maybe stretch out his prime for longer than a guy like Russ will.
No, absolutely. And you mentioned LeBron there. It's funny because a lot of people are pointing at the ratings being down. I think I saw that they're down about 30% for the first round this year. And obviously a lot of people are drawing the conclusion that that's tied to LeBron. To me, I have mixed emotions about it because I look at the actual games in the first round and a lot of them have been really compelling. They've gone down to the wire. Philly just scraped by Brooklyn to take a 3-1 lead in their series. Denver San Antonio has been closer than even a lot of the final scores have indicated. A lot of those games have been competitive throughout. Utah had a much better performance in game three against Houston. Rudy Gobert really showed out defensively for the first time in the series, but unfortunately it wasn't enough. But even though the games themselves have been compelling, the overall result, it's just kind of blah. I feel like we're already just waiting for the second round. As I said, I don't think anyone takes the winner of Denver San Antonio seriously. We already know it's going to be Milwaukee, Boston, or any other conference. It's going to be Toronto and Philly. And then the real showdown is Houston Golden State. I just feel like we're all kind of looking ahead. And have you found this first round to be entertaining, or has it been a little disappointing for you?
And I mean, your points are all great in the sense that I think the games individually have been pretty good. But I mean, even before the playoffs started, you look at all these matchups and it's one that there are a few of them, like you mentioned specifically Denver, San Antonio. I think a lot of people were really excited about that series who are kind of, you know, diehard basketball fans. But if you look at kind of the more casual fan, are there any matchups that are really super enticing to people? And I think that you're going to struggle, even like you said, with or without LeBron James in the playoffs. Is that a factor? Sure. But I don't really think it's as big of a factor as people might make it out to be. I think it's just the fact that you don't have any first round matchups that are super enticing from a team A versus team B perspective. And you know what? I don't really know how different that is from prior seasons, you know? And I think once we get past this first round, you're going to start to see interest tick up a little bit.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.